Dave's Furniture Store, a fixture in Springfield's South End neighborhood for 40 years, reopened its showroom on Main Street earlier this week. Owner David Dudley says the store took a direct hit from the June 1st tornado. Contractors labored for more than 9 months to repair damage that cost $280,000.
We really did a very bad job on this building. We had to do everything over roofs, floors, ceilings. It was just a mess.
All up and down the commercial corridor just south of downtown, tradesmen over the last several months have managed to transform a streetscape of blue tarps, boarded windows, and broken brick facades back into a neighborhood of restaurants, specialty food stores, retail shops, and professional offices. Dudley says the pace of the rebuilding is very encouraging.
I believe that it's going to be great in the future, and I hope I'm right.
About 60 businesses in the South End were directly impacted by the tornado, according to the city's Economic Development Office. 42 of the businesses have reopened. 8 moved away. Just 7 businesses closed.
People who've come from the outside, from the federal, state level, have national people have said it is unbelievable how much progress Springfield has made in less than 9 months. Now, don't get me wrong, there's much more to do.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno thanks the business owners who chose to stay and praises the city's economic development officials who worked to see that the neighborhood survived by providing grants, referrals to state and federal agencies, debris removal, and in some cases, temporary space. There are vacant lots where condemned buildings had to be razed. The neighborhood lost a community center and a major daycare provider. The mayor says a complete recovery will take 3 to 5 years.
We're trying to do this in an efficient, effective, compassionate manner, and it's been the resiliency of the people that have kept us going.
Many credit as a catalyst to the South End's tornado recovery the decision by Caring Health Center to proceed with an expansion of its medical and dental clinic on South Main Street. Because of the storm damage to the building, the project's cost rose by about $2 million to a total of $20 million. Construction work commenced last fall. The new clinic will provide services to 26,000 low-income people and result in 150 new jobs, according to Caring Health Executive Director Ann Awad.
This will become kind of a healthcare campus, which will really serve the larger Springfield community and bring economic vitality to this section of Springfield.
A food co-op also recently returned to business in the South End after it was closed by the tornado. The co-op is run by Alliance to Develop Power, an agency that advocates for poor people. Prior to the storm, the co-op provided a week's worth of food to 150 families, according to Elsie Gonzalez, a coordinator of the co-op.
Since the tornado has hit us very badly, it feels good that I could help others and help them to have food.
Alliance to Develop Power was forced to relocate its offices temporarily to Holyoke after the tornado damaged the Springfield building. But Executive Director Tim Fisk says they provided emergency services and counseling to tornado victims in the South End.
People used to live here. I mean, people still do, but a lot more people used to live here. There were businesses here, daycare centers, youth centers. We want to make sure that they all come back. This is a beginning.
Across the street from the food co-op, there's a vacant lot where a 4-story apartment building stood until the tornado tore off most of the top floor and the building was condemned. The hundreds of housing units for low-income people that were lost in the tornado have not been rebuilt. The city's master plan for tornado recovery envisions new housing being constructed in the South End that is mostly owner-occupied. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.